Pesach night, when we start the Seder, we begin with the Kiddush. And the Mishnah Kuf Yudalet Amin Aleph quotes the Machlekes Bisham and Bisil regarding the Kiddush. It's a Machlekes on Pesach night and all year long, whenever one says Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What is the order of the two brachas? Do you first say Bar Piyah Gofen and then you say the Kiddush? Or do you first say the Kiddush and then you say the Bar Piyah Gofen? So Bisham I say first, you say Kiddush. And then you say the Bar Piyah Gofen. We still say the way we do. First you say the Bar Piyah Gofen, and then you say Kiddush. And was Bashteita Machloikas. So the Pashtas, one could have said very simple explanations that according to Beis Shammai, there's a problem of Hepsik. How can you say first the Bar Piyah Gofen and then the Kiddush if you're not permitted to be mafsik in the Brichas Hanenin and the eating and the drinking of the food? So that's why you have to save the Bar Piyah Gofen till the end. So I would have said that's the simple explanation for the Beis Shammai. What's the reason for Beis Hillel? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a beautiful Tam that he thought was marvelous, the din is that the Chacham made a takana, should say Kiddush al Hayayin. What if you have trefa wine? I have Kloy HaKerem wine. I have Orla wine. Some grapes that are Orla Kloy HaKerem. So you're not Yotzei Kiddush if you have trefa wine. So let's say I have wine that's tevel. The grapes grew in Eretz Yisrael, and I wasn't mafresh chumas and ma'aseh, trefa wine. So you're not Yotzei Kiddush. So what if the person says Kiddush over the tevel wine, and then he's mafresh chumas and ma'aseh before he drinks it? So it comes out that the drinking, there's no aveira. He drank it, the hetzer, everything was kosher. But at the time that he said the Kiddush, it was trefa. So the pashta says that's no good. When he said the Kiddush, the wine was trefa. So the Pashto says, you're not Yotzei with the Kiddush. Let's say I'll take a Stam Yenam. I'll take a regular wine that's manufactured by Nochem Stam Yenam. So it's a trefa wine made of Rabbanah. So you're not allowed to use it. The Chidor was a Meshulach for a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he traveled all over to raise money. So he writes that when he traveled in Western Europe, I think in Holland, he came upon a community wherever he went. He would visit the libraries and he would always look at the manuscripts and he would always copy over all the meirins and all the kisrayad. He'd always go visit the king. He was a very curious person.
Like too much money.
He collected money also, yeah. So he visited Eastern Europe, Western Europe. He visited all over as a mashulah. So he writes that he came to this community, I think in Holland, somewhere in Western Europe. And he says they had a strange practice that they were nizah not to drink Stam Yenam Goyisha wine all week long, but the Kiddush and Avdolah, they used the Stam Yenam. What's the dos ha'yitochin? So they said because the Takanas Chachamim to recite Kiddush and Avdolah Alayayin preceded the Gzeira de Rabbanon against Stam Yenam. So when the earlier Rabbanon required that you should say Kiddush Alayayin, they included Goyisha wine. When the later Rabbanon prohibited drinking Stam Yenam, they can't prohibit a mitzvah. So that's why these people didn't have kosher wine, so they didn't drink wine all week long. But for Kiddush and Avdolah, they always did. So the Chidor explains why he thinks that it's not correct, that's not the quote, that someone wrote such a tshuva that that's legitimate, and he argues that the case, he says that it's not acceptable, and we don't pass him like that. So he tried to convince him, I don't know if he convinced him, I tried to convince him that they shouldn't use the Stam Yenam for the Kiddush. So the Rav said, what if you have wine that you didn't say a bracha? So it's also trade for wine. The Gemara says, also ladam shiyahanim and adam azeh b'lai bracha. And then adam azeh b'lai bracha kilu mo'al. As if everything is hegdish. Let's take a mashal hegdish. A person has wine, a bottle of wine that belongs to hegdish. He says kiddish. And then after he says kiddish avdolah, then he's paid to the hegdish. But at the time that he said the kiddish and avdolah, it was hegdish stick of wine. It wasn't kosher wine. Hegdish is also about, no, you're not allowed to drink it. Some of the Pashtas says that it's not a valid Kiddush. At the time, even though he doesn't violate an Avera, at the time that he drinks the wine, because he did the Pidyon Hegdish before he came to drink it, but at the time that he recited the Kiddush, he said Kiddush on a tray, on a cup of tray for wine, so that's not acceptable. So the Rav said he would have said this marvelous pshat, the same thing over here. The Gemara says that before you say a bracha on anything in the world, everything is shel Hegdish. Everything in the world belongs to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Until you say a bracha, the Gemara says, "Kan kodem bracha, kan lacha bracha." If you say a bracha, then the bracha is. The Rabbi used to be fond of quoting the Yerushalmi. When you say Birchas Hanenin, that's like an act of Pidyon Hegdish. Up until the reciting of the Birchas Hanenin, it's like an Isa Me'ilah. Hanenim and Adam Azeb Loi Bracha Kila Moal, Yemoel the Hegdish. And the Bracha is the Pidyon. So he said he would have explained the time of Beisilo. Why did Beisilo insist that you have to say the Bar Piagofen before you start saying the Kiddush?
Otherwise, you can't say Kiddush.
Otherwise, trade for wine. So, what do you think, Kiddush on trade for wine? So, first, you have to be Poydim and a Hegdish. Like, first, you have to be Mafish, Chumas, and Mises. That it should be Ois Tevil. Once you make the Bracha, the Birchas Hanenin, and then the wine is kosher wine, so then you can proceed to say the Kiddush. So, these seem to be beautiful explanations for the Silulim and the Shammai. The problem is that the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara gives totally different explanations. My time of the Gemara. Why doesn't the Gemara say these marvelous explanations? So my time of the Gemara, why doesn't anybody say time of the Beis Shammai is the simple explanation for Beis Shammai that they should insist on saying Bar Piagofen at the end because of Hefsik.
Right.
You shouldn't be mafsik between the Birchas Hanenin and the drinking. How come nobody says that in the Gemara? The Gemara gives two explanations, two reasons for the Beis Shammai. And two reasons for the Beis Hillel, and these two marvelous, marvelous explanations are totally ignored. The Gemara doesn't even suggest them, doesn't even bring up the possibility. So my time in the Gemara doesn't raise the issue of Hefsik, because that's what the Rosh has a famous comment, that's quoted La'aloch and Shulchan Aruch, that let's say this year, we're going to say Yaknahad, we're going to say Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdolah, Zman, we're going to say a lot of brachas. Sometimes you say Leisha Basuka also thrown in, more than Yaknahad. So the Rosh raises the question, whoa, what is such a hefsik? He says, and he doesn't get to drink the wine until, until all those brachas. So what happened to hefsik? So the Rosh says, look, the whole thing is a takanas chachonim that you have to say Birchas Hanenin immediately before eating or drinking. And if you are mafsik, you have to repeat the Birchas Hanenin. The hey mamre, the whole thing is a takanas chachonim. So the Chachamim were mistaking that if it's a Seder Brachas of Kiddush, Kachtik the Chachamim, that it's not a Hefsik. They can't say that that's the reason for Beis Shammai, that it's a problem of Hefsik. You have to save the Brachas up until the end, so it's a problem of Hefsik. Beis Shammai would also be masking. Whatever the Chachamim were mistaking is not a Hefsik. So that's why that's not a consideration. Why didn't the Gemara say time of the Beis Hillel, the Rav's marvelous shot? Such a gewaldig of shot that you have to be
poyed
to the Hegdish first in order that it should be kosher wine. The truth of the matter is in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of the third Chelek Yerideya, there is all the dinim of Avelos that's here. So there is a din, Misha Mesa Muta Lafana, we call them Bikitzer and Oinen. Not exactly the same as an Oinen, but that's the way it says in Yerideya. Misha Mesa Muta Lafana, we call him an Oinen, and the din is, he's not permitted to fulfill any mitzvah. He's not allowed to say Kiddush, Kiddush usually on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's no Aminah. But he's not allowed to like Tfilin, he's not allowed to be Mekai in any mitzvah. But on the other hand, he's not permitted to violate any Averis either. He's not allowed to eat traces, not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. He can't cheat in income tax, he can't do any Averis. Not bin Adam al-Makam, not bin Adam al-Khaver. Not allowed to do any Averis. So the Mashalaya, the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch have it like this. Let's say the Oinen, Misha Mesem Utalafanov, is hungry. He's allowed to eat. He doesn't have to fast on Esim, he's permitted to eat. He's not allowed to eat Bosa V'yayin. That's the Mishnah, bro. He's not permitted to eat Bosa V'yayin. He's not permitted Eino Mesa V'yayin. He's not allowed to lean in he's not allowed to eat in a reclining position. Means to have a very Bekovetik Asuda in a very relaxed fashion. Or in Yeridei it says, including in that, Eino Mesa V'yayin, he shouldn't have a full meal with many courses. He's hungry, so let him have a tuna fish sandwich. Let him have some pizza or something. But to eat one course after the other, after the other, after the other, that's not right. He should cut it short. He should eat abbreviated meals. Then he's not going to be hungry, but he shouldn't eat such a major meal. So let's say he's hungry, wants to have a tuna fish sandwich. So vos hetzach with ntilos yadayim. Vos hetzach with ntilos yadayim. So it says in the Achrayim that we assume that there's both a mitzvah and an issur. There's a mitzvah to wash until it's your dying before you eat bread. And there's an isa to eat bread. There's an isa, there's an avera to eat bread without having washed until it's your dying in advance. So the oinen is not v'chayiv to wash until it's your dying mitam the mitzvah, but a hotnish can bear it. If he wants to eat bread, so then he's not permitted to eat bread without washing first. So he washes until it's your dying on a bracha. Why you're not bracha? Because you only say a bracha when you perform a mitzvah. You don't say a bracha when you're going to do something to avoid violation of an avera. And the oinen only washes to avoid violation of the avera of eating bread without having washed the metilas yadai. But he doesn't wash in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the metilas yadai. So that's what it says. He eats the, he washes without a bracha. So what about the birchas hananin? What about eating food itself? He wants to have a cup of coffee. He's permitted to drink coffee. Does he say shahakal nivadvar or not? Do you say that there's really an isser? Bottom line, there's really an isser. Asa la'adam sheyohanim in oylam azeh b'loy bracha. Kol ananim in oylam azeh b'loy bracha. Tilu mo'al. Is taka considered an avera midirabbanon to eat without having recited a bracha? Maybe the pshat is not. It's not really exactly. So that's an exaggeration. That's a guzna. What it really means is that there's a mitzvah in the Rabbana to recite the Brichas Hananin. If somebody went ahead and they ate or they drank without having recited the bracha, they're mevatel a mitzvah, so they did wrong. So you say you did wrong, so we call that keilu you did an avera, but it's not really an avera, it's just a bitla mitzvah. So that's the shaila. Does the einen eat without a Brichas Hananin? Because Brichas Hananin is really only a mitzvah? Or do you say, no, this taka an isa? It's taka like hegdish. It's taka moral midirabban. It's over an averity. So that's the machlokes in Rishonim. So the minority opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, the minority opinion from the Kolbo, that's one of the later Bali Yateses, Kolbo writes that it's an iser, and the oinen is not permitted to eat without saying a bracha. But that's not the way we paskin the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that the oinen is not permitted to say birchas hananim. He's not allowed to say Birchas Hananin because we assume that Birchas Hananin is a mitzvah in the Rabbanan. There's no Avera. If a person eats and he doesn't say a bracha, it's a little bit an Avera. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah. A bit la mitzvah. A bit la mitzvah is kilo he did an Avera, but it's not really an Avera. So you see that it's not exactly so. You see that we assume that those gemaras are an exaggeration. It's not really so. It's a mitzvah midirabbana.
Kilu.
So that's why the gemara didn't say these two simple explanations that meishamai so. The gemara didn't say. They didn't say the reason for meishamai that you have to say the brachi agafen at the end is because of hefsik. No problem with hefsik. We're talking the tanoim who are formulating the takonas are discussing what's the Seder. So if they want, they can make a takana that is a long form of Kiddush. You say Baruch Hashem in the beginning and you drink it 5-6 brachas later. And that's the takana. So it's not a hefsik. Whatever they're misakin is not a hefsik. So that's why they didn't raise the issue of hefsik and they didn't raise the issue of trefer wine, tanishkin trefer wine. It's a mitzvah to say if it's taka hegdishtika wine, and I'll say Kiddush and Havdalah all the Hegdishika wine, and then I'll be told that afterwards, say Takanish. It was Trefa wine. It was Hegdishika wine at the time that I said Kiddush. Like if I'll say Kiddush over Tevel, and then I'll be Mafis Shumas and Mises before I drink it, so the Kiddush won't be good. At the time that I said the Kiddush Allah Yayin, it wasn't kosher wine. But that's not a consideration over here by Birchas Hananin, because it's just not so. Birchas Hananin is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. It's not that it's really considered non-kosher one. So that's why the Gemara gives other considerations here. The Tzlach has a famous kasha on this. The Tzlach has a whole chiva by the Nodi Behuda. On Tzachim and on Beisur. So he has a famous kasha. We have a Mishnah in the end of Zvachim, Perak Kol HaTadir, on Daf Pei Tes. It says, Tadah Vishayna Tadah Tadah Kaidim, and Mekudish Vayna Mekudish Mekudish Kaidim. If you're interested in performing two mitzvahs right now, so if you can ascertain that one mitzvah is observed more often than the other, one is more Tadah than the other, so we learn out from Sukkim that you should first perform the mitzvah which is Tadah, and only afterwards perform the mitzvah which is Ayna Tadah. Let's say I'm interested in doing two mitzvahs that are equally Tadah or equally Ayna Tadah, but one is a much more important mitzvah than the other. One is Makudish Mechavir. Let's say Hakrova Shnei Korbanis. The one carbon is a Kachi Kachim and one carbon is a Kachim Kalim. The Kohen is standing in the Azorah and two Balabatim. He has an oil and he has a Shlomim. So the oil is a Kachi Kachim and the Shlomim is a Kachim Kalim. So let the Kohen be Makar first, the oil and then the Shlomim. He's learned that from Sukkim. The Tadah Vein Tadah, Tadah Kohen. Makudish Vein Makudish, Makudish Kohen. So the Tzlach has a famous Kasha that has a whole literature on it. Tzlach Fek Kasha. What if the person is interested in performing two mitzvahs? One is a mitzvah deraisa, and the other one is a mitzvah derabbanan. So the Pashto says that the mitzvah deraisa is much more important than the mitzvah derabbanan. One is mederaisa, one is mederabbanan. The frektakasha that bari priagofen is only mederabbanan. Yichas hanenin is only mederabbanan. And kiddush, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk is a mitzvah min atayra. So why doesn't the Gemara has two reasons for the Bishama and two reasons for the Bishil? Frek Takasha, he thinks that this is a marvelous explanation why the Bishama is right. How come no one brings up this explanation? The Kiddush should be recited prior to the, you want to say both. And as far as you're concerned, doesn't make
but
a difference.
The form of the Kiddush is not the Raisa. I mean, those words are not the Raisa.
But the reciting of Kiddush is the Raisa.
Yeah.
Reciting of Kiddush is the Raisa. Yeah, but Minatari, you don't need
the
part. No. Anyway, the Tzlach gives a different, he gives your answer. The Tzlach gives his answer, he says, Etachshan Gedavin.
Yeah.
Etachshan Gedavin Myra. So when he daven Myra, Mesame is Yoyta, the Kiddush is Yoyta. This form, that's what you say, this Nusach HaKiddush is only required in the Rabbanim in HaTorah, he can be Yoyta with the Kiddush B'Tfilo. And the same thing, Havdalah, the Machleg is B'Sham Yisus, Kiddush, Havdalah, all the Brichas, all the Brachas Halakos. So he says that usually the case is that the fellow davened already, so the Kiddush Halakos is only going to be with the Rabbanim because he was Yoyta Kiddush Deraisa from before. Yeah, but then he says, so what are you going to say? And if he didn't daven Ma'ariv yet, then you're going to say
the other way.
So he works on it. He works on that kasha. Uh-huh. And there's a whole. If you look in the big Mishnayos, in the Gemara, no one ever discusses it. But if you look in the big Mishnayos on the side, they have a whole tilpul about this tzlach. Yes. No. Maybe. Okay. The Mechaslina points out the Gemara talk in this parak and Arvid Sofim says that you have to mention Zecher Yisrael and Tzrayim in the Kiddush. And in the Shemoneh Esrei, we do not mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We only mention it in the Kiddush B'Tfilo. We only mention the Kiddush Alayayim.
Well, that's not in the Raisa.
So the Gemara here seems to say that that's in the Raisa. The Gemara makes it Zeresh Shavah. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that you have to mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush B'Raisa. But that's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. How come all the poskim make such an assumption? Rabbi Kivege and all the poskim, they all assume that Yoyta Kiddush Deraisa B'Tfilo. If you didn't mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you mean not Yoyta. So that's the whole discussion. Okay.
In Shabbos, in the morning, you don't say
Shabbos morning, you don't say anything. You just say Bar Priyagofen. So this is the Machlokes. So we poskim like the Beis Hillel. What if by mistake, someone by mistake says first Kiddush? Let's say we pass and you say Bar Priyagofen first.
So let's say by mistake a person
says first Kiddush.
He
forgot. He says Shabbach Abanim Kalam. What does he do?
Let him finish
the Kiddush. Kaddish is always fine. Then said Bar Priyagofen. The Seder is not Miyake. You don't say, you have to say again.
Yeah.
Bar Priyagofen, then say again the Kiddush. If he says in the wrong order, he's also Yaitse.
Theoretically, wouldn't have to say Abdullah first? Let's say, like, it comes out today. I have made Abdullah yet from the day before.
Okay. So that's to say that first we greet the Yontif that's coming in, then we say goodbye to the Shabbos.
We act as if.
What do you mean prolong? So already after Tzeitzak Yochav, Shabbos is already gone. But we act as if we're prolonging Shabbos till we make the official farewell by reciting the Havdalah. So we want to greet the incoming Yontif before we say goodbye to the Shabbos. Yes.
Same
Machlokes.
What you say because you're using that.
So what difference is it?
No, I think it's the same thing. Same Achleik. Yeah. One Talmud Chacham told me once, he got all confused, and this year Shvi Shal Pesach is going to be Shabbos.
Yeah.
So on Shabbos you say by Chulu, then you say Bar Priyagofen, then you say Ashabach Abanim Kolam Raman Kolosh, and you say with the parentheses Shabbian Yahavo. So he forgot that you say by Chulu. So he said Bar Priyagofen. After Bar Piagofen, he started to clear. What does he do? Hatigazak by Chulu there. In between the Bar Piagofen and the Kiddush. So the Pashta says that that's a hefsik. The reciting of Achulu is not a part of the Kiddush. That's a minig. You say Achulu in conjunction with the Kiddush. So if he already made a mistake, he said Bar Piagofen ready. So finish up the Kiddush and drink the wine. And then later, and then they have to, before you wash, after you wash, in the middle of his nearest, whatever, you say Achulu later. But don't say Achulu in the middle. In the middle, in between the Bar Piagofen and the Kiddush, the Pashta says you don't say Achulu. So we pass him like the Beis Hillel, that by Achasene, you say Bar Piagofen first, and then you say the Birchas Erisim. By the Nisuin, you say Bar Piagofen, and then you say the Birchas Nisuin, the Sheva Brochas. And by Bris, you say first Bar Piagofen, and then you say Ashikiddish, it did me better. And Hadala and Kiddish is always the same thing. The one exception to the rule that we have all year long is benching Alakot. When you bench, first you say the Birchas Amazon, and then you say the Bar Piagofen. So Taisus and Brochas asks the Kasha, how come the Beis Hillel don't reverse the order? Should you first say Bar Piagofen and then say the Birchas Hamazon later? The Chabroch ala Kos, the one who's benching the Zoom and holds up the Kos, so let him say Bar Piagofen like Kiddush and Abdullah Chasana, everything like that. Say first Bar Piagofen. The Taisus answers in Brochas, I think it's Shlosha Shachlu, I don't know, Aleph. The Taisus answers in Brochas, that Birchas Hamazon is an official declaration of Hesach Hadas from eating. Let's say a person is eating bread and he plans to eat more bread, but he says, let's say, this Shabbos morning, a lot of people are going to bench and then they're going to wash and they're going to eat another meal one after the other. So does he have to say Hamoisi for the second meal? He has no Hesach Hadas. He plans to bench and right afterwards he's going to say Hamoisi. So the Halacha says, yes, you have to say another Hamoisi because the benching is an official declaration of the Hesach Hadas. That's the end of the meal. Finished, no more food. So what's it going to help, Taisus argues? What's it going to help the fellas? One is benching going to say, Bar Piagofen. Then he's going to say, the benching. The benching means goodbye, no more food. So how can he drink the wine later? So you have to say another Bar Piagofen. So same old Bar Piagofen. So you may as well say the Bar Piagofen after the meal. When you say, Kiddush, Havdalah, Bichas Teres, and Bichas Nisuin, or by a bris milah, Shekiddush, did Medesin. So the bracha that you're going to say, Alakos, is not a declaration, no food. But benching is a declaration that you're not going to eat any more food. So then you're going to have to say, Bar Piagofen after. So there's no machloikis. That's what I said. There, by benching, there's no machloikis. The Hillel will agree to the Shammai that you said the Bar Piagofen after the Birchas Hamazon. What we have is the following. When you have a Sheva Brachas at the end of the Chasnan dinner, or when you have Sheva Brachas in the middle of Shivis Me'anishta, so we have benching and then you have Sheva Brachas after. So when do you say Bar Piagofen?
Yeah.
So our practice is at the very end. Usually, unless a person made a mistake. Yeah. Once in a while a person makes a mistake. So that mistake, that's a machlokes. Some hold, the Knesset HaGdolah, never has a quote, the Ma'ariv Mintz, I think, they hold that that's the correct place that you should say the Bar Piagofen.
Before you say the other.
In between the benching and the Sheva Brachas. Why? Because you always say Bar Piagofen before whatever the bracha is alakos. The only exception to the rule is that benching. So you finish benching, so say Bar Piagofen, and then say the Sheva, the other six brachas after that. So how come we don't follow that opinion? Why is it only that when they made a mistake? So we say, okay. But yeah, it's okay. We have followed that sheet.
But the benching, you have one cup of wine, and the server has another cup of wine.
They should. No, so the answer is there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas quotes all the Birchas Hanenin, Mezoinis, and Shahakal, and Amoitzim, Bar Priadon, and Bar Priyoitz, and whatever. All the various Birchas Hanenin. Then he quotes the Bracha. After you finish eating, you say a Bracha. He says, if you ate bread, you say Birchas Hamazon. And if it's a chasen, then the Birchas Hamazon has 10 brachas. Normally, benching has 4 brachas. Azanus HaKol, Alorat HaMazon, Vayim Rachmai Vishalayim, Amenei and HaTayva, HaMeiti, L'Yarlamai, HaSreinu, 4 brachas. And if you have a chasen, or you have a Sheva brachas, then the benching is extended, and you have 10 brachas. You have another 6 brachas. So if the Rambam writes that the benching is extended, that's all. It's not like the brachas under the chuppah, that's the Birchas Nisuin. But the Sheva Brachas by the benching, that's not. You already had the chuppah. That's not. You're not repeating the chuppah. That's an extension of the benching. Oh, so it's an extension of the benching. So that's why our practice is that we say, you have to say Barfi Ogafen at the end of the benching. So just like you don't say in between Azanas HaKol and Noidelecho, you don't say in between Noidelecho and Racheng, so you don't say in the middle of the benching. The benching tonight has 10 brachas. So that machloikas between the Maharam Nins and the others, whether you should say, is it preferable to say Barfi Ogafen in between the benching and the Sheva brachas? Or is it preferable to say at the end? That's a big machlokes harishonim. Tosfos has the 2 days. What you said before. Whenever you have a sheva brachas, so do you say all the 10 brachas on 1 cup of wine? Or do you have a separate kos yayin for the birchas hamazon? And a separate kos yayin for the sheva brachas at the end?
If it's a long benching,
if it's
only
a long benching,
course.
So you have one kos. That's one opinion in Tosfos. And if you say the 2 different units, then it makes sense that you have 2 koses. So how come? Because right, that's the
yeah, we make two.
What you said is the spirit. We have 2 curses because we assume that it's 2 different units, not like the Rambam wrote in Hilchas Brachas. The Rambam has the nusach of the Sheva Brachas twice. He has it in Hilchas Ishus when you get married. So if you're under the chuppah, you say the long nusach of the Sheva Brachas, say Bichaseris and Bichasisun. And then in Hilchas Brachas, by Hilchas Benching, Hilchas Amazon, so he says when you recite the benching at the end of a Suda Chasana, so the Sheva Brachas, then you say a longer form of the bench. So the Bayas is the Hastirah. Say on 2 different cases, so we treat it like 2 different units. So 2 different units, so we should lechatchila say the Barfi Agafen in the middle. So how can we say the Barfi Agafen to the end? So the answer is we don't want to take a spin. So machloikas, so we go lechumra in both directions. So you go lechumra in both directions. So lechumra means, let's say a person wants the bench. 4 brachas of benching, a regular weekday. He wants to have 4 cases, he wants to hold 1 cup of wine, arba cases, on a regular Tuesday night. A regular Tuesday night. 1 cup for Azonas HaKol, and then he's going to pick up another cup for Noidelecho, then a 3rd cup for Rachimno, and a 4th cup for Atev HaMeit. If he wants to, he may. Every bracha is a bracha like, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. He can cover all 4 with 1 cup. See here also. If you hold like the Rambam that the benching at a chasana has 10 brachas, so if you want you can have 10 koses. So if you want you can have 2 koses. If you want you can have 1 kos. So since other Rishonim, other poskim hold that the 2 different units, the benching is lachud and the sheva brachas is lachud, so they insist that you need 2 koses. So the Rambam says, all right, have 2 koses, doesn't bother him. Even if it's 1 unit, you can take the benching on a normal Tuesday night and break it up into 4 koses if you want. It's not a violation of chavil einois and mitzvah chavilus chavilois. If you say the whole benching on the 1 kos of yayin, it's not a violation. If you have 4 koses, give them to hay. If you want to, you can say on 4 koses. It's not necessary. 4 different brachas. Yeah, 4 different unrelated brachas. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a little shared. I mean, the Beres Hamuz is 1 unit, even though they're 4 brachas.
Yeah.
And the Beres Hamuz needs a kos. You break it up into 1 bracha kos. You haven't said any Beres Hamuz kos.
Well, every bracha of the benching, you said ala kos.
Yeah, but
it doesn't have to be all the same kos. So, lechera, I think that our minig is ad matansanaf beta chasanas. We're machma for the both directions. So, machmir, you have to do it in such a way that it would be yotzei l'chala days. So one day in Tosfos says that you're going to have everything on 1 kos is a violation of chavilos chavilos. So that's why we prefer to do on 2 koses. Aye, but if you hold that it's all part of benching, you're not doing right. The answer, no, you're not doing wrong. If you want to, you can say on 2 koses. Then as far as the Barfi Ogafen is concerned, so if you say like, if you do like the Beis Shammai, like you say the Barfi Ogafen at the end, you're yotzei b'dyavad. You're supposed to say Barfi Ogafen before. But over here, if you hold like the Rambam that it's all benching,
yeah, then you need that.
That's like saying Barfi Ogafen in the middle. Yeah. In the middle of the benching, so we go to Chumrin, so we say the Barfi Ogafen at the end. So at least we know for sure that he has L'choladeis was safe. So we go, L'maisa, we go to Chumrin in both directions. That's our practice. We go to Chumrin in both directions.
And then when somebody wants to say the Seder, you can say the mitzvah is Alma Kotis. And it doesn't say particular whether the bird has to go is punk here or punk here. It can say the whole dog with it. And then it brings Abba Koitza.
No. The Gemara says, yeah, the Gemara says there's 2 dinim.
Yeah.
One then is to drink l'chaim four times. That you yotze, if he's dug up the whole lot better, then you drink four kosher at the end. There's a beginning. Then there's another beginning. Yeah, right. Then there's another din to say four brachas alakos. So you say kiddush alakos, asher yolanu alakos, birchas hamazon alakos, and birchas hashir. The long bracha at the end. Right. There's two dinim. There's one din four times l'chaim. And that if you drink, you say kiddush. And then you finish that course, and the second course, and the third course, and the fourth course. So you go to that mitzvah four times l'chaim. Then the Gemara said, there's another din like we say, shevet brachas alakos, achasen alakos, adris alakos. We do different things alakos. So on Pesach night, we have four brachas alakos. The kiddush, asher gyalonu, birchas hamazon ala yayin, and birchas hashir ala yayin.
One
way to use four
coins, let's say middle of the week or Sabbath. Is you
allowed to take
Borapia
Gosh for a Sabbath? Could be.
Could
be. Some business
to use his four
coins? I don't know. One did. Would he have to say Borapia Gosh for four times? I don't know. We'll discuss it a little bit. There may be room to be mechadish like that. That may be. I don't know. So on Pesach night, right, it is a problem. On Pesach night, we have a problem. The kiddush, we follow Beis Hillel. So we say first Bar Piagos, and then we say the kiddush. The benching, we do the holidays. We say the benching,
and then
the Bar Piagos at the end. But the second and the fourth brachas are problematic. The second bracha is Asher Yolanu, and the fourth bracha is Bichas Hashir. So what do we do? So there's a big machlokes of Rishonim where they say Bar Piagosin on the second cup and on the fourth cup. Machlokes the Rif and the Balamor and the Taisus and the Ramban, and the machlokes the Mechaber and the Ramot. So the Mechaber follows the Chachmei Svarad, the Rambam and the Rif and the Ramban, all of those Chachmei Svarad, that you only say Bar Piagosin twice. Once over the Kiddush, the second course is no Hesach Hadas in the first course. Why should you say Bar Piagosin at Tzveitimo? And then the third course is benching, so the benching is a Hesach Hadas, so you have no choice. You have to say Bar Piagosin after the benching. And then, but on the fourth course, you just said Bar Piagosin 10 minutes ago, over the Koshel Bichas HaMazon. So the Mechaber holds on the fourth course, you don't say Bar Piagosin. So according to the Mechaber, you have no problem. We follow the Silv Shita, V'nai Marami. There's no problem. The problem is the Ramah. The Ramah follows the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Balei HaTosfos, that you say four times Bar Piagosin, and every course you say Bar Piagosin. That's what he was referring to, and every course you say Bar Piagosin. So why is that taka so? He just said Bar Piagosin on the first course. What is he saying on the second? Just said on the third? So what did he say? So that's what the Rishonim have two mahalchim. They have two ways to explain this practice of the Ramah. Of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So one explanation is that every time you have a bracha lakos, the halacha requires a bar piagosin. Even though you don't need it mitam bichas hanenin. Also, l'adam shi'hanim in olam hazeh b'lai bracha doesn't apply over here. So sheng is not bar piagosin on the first cause. In tehilchus bichas hanenin I'm covered. But since I'm saying another bracha lakos, al pidin, this is considered another shtiyah. So the Chachamim one mistake in another Bar Piagosin. That's the Nusach. A bracha lakos needs a Bar Piagosin.
You say a bracha koinah,
then
you
should
say a bracha koinah. Because each one is separate. Each bracha
is only a separate bracha. That's a good kasha. We'll finish it a little bit. That may or may not be a very good question. That is a very good question. The answer is a question whether we have a good answer. The question is excellent. The big problem is that we have a satisfactory answer. Right. Okay, we'll have to discuss a little more why it is a good question. In a minute.
In the fourth.
So we follow the Ramah. Ashkenaz. No. The Sfardim follow the Mechaber. They only say Bar Piagosin twice on Pesach night. No problem. But the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, the Balei HaTosfos. They said Bar Piagosin four times on each coast. And the Shaila is why? He just said Bar Piagosin on the first coast. Why say on the second? He just said on the third. Why say on the fourth? So the two official explanations that are given by the Rishonim, by the Balei HaTosfos. So one of the famous, the more famous explanation is what you just said. The kach tikna chacham. Whenever you say bracha lakos, you got to say bracha gofen whether you need it or not. Even if mitam hilchas bichas anen and you don't need a bracha gofen, there's no issue. Mitam osa lohanis menorah mazeh b'loi bracha. But you need it as part of the bracha lakos. And the other explanation that the Rishonim gives is no, there is no such halacha. The bracha gofen is only recited if you need it mitam bichas anen. If you covered mitam bichas anen, you don't have to say bracha gofen. But there's a lot of Haggadah that you say in between the first and the second cut. So that itself constitutes a Hesach Hadas. And there's a lot of Haggadah between the third and the fourth cut. So that itself constitutes a Hesach Hadas. Oh, that's the Shaila. Maybe that itself is the Hesach. Maybe that itself is the Hesach. So that's what Taisa says today is, on Kuf Tezvav HaManal, it's Ibn HaMaskal B'Hadar Achil. The Tosis quotes the Gemara that says, on Kuf Tezvav HaManal, there's a Tosis, with the Hadar Achil Chasa B'Loi Bracha, the Tosis talks about the Gemara. The Gemara says, even though you already washed until it's your dime before Karpas, you wash again before Moitzi Matzah, and you say, Al until it's your dime. So the Gemara asks, why do you wash again? You just washed your hands before Karpas. What is the need to wash again? The Gemara says, since there's so much Haggadah, Hesach Hadas. So what does it mean, Hesach Hadas from what? The Pasha Pshat, you can say, Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaYadayim. Since he's saying so, such a long Haggadah, maybe he's Nisiach Das from the Shmiras HaYadayim, and that would require another Netilas Yadayim. Or you could say, no, Tesis is not sure. Hesach Hadas, from eating also. Not some Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaDayim, maybe it's even a Hesach Hadas from the eating. So that's why Tesis raised an issue. They quote the Rabbi Yosef Tuvel and wrote the Piyutim that we have printed in the Siddur for Shabbos HaGodol. So he runs through all the dinim of Pesach, Bal Yeruah, and the Bikul Chometz, and Bir Chometz, and everything. Bedikas Chometz, he goes through all the halachas. So he mentions among the various halachas in the Piyut for Shabbos HaGodol, that when you say Barpri Hadom on the Karpas, you're supposed to have in mind the Moror. That the Moror is not considered Dvarm Haboy Machmas Hasud. It really requires its own Barpri Hadom. It doesn't, especially horseradish, doesn't fit in with the meal. No normal person eats so much horseradish in the middle of a meal. So that's clearly unrelated to the Suda, so you gotta say Barpri Hadom. So we say, he gives a whole explanation why we don't want to say Barpri Hadom then. So they moved up the Bar Pri Adama to the Karpas in order to cover the Mar. The Taisa says, what do you mean? Bar Pri Adama and the Karpas covers the Mar. But the Gemara says that there's a Hesach Hadas. It doesn't help. It doesn't even help if you had in mind when you started the Karpas to have in mind for the Mar. Hesach Hadas. So obviously Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim understood the Gemara that it meant Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaYadayim. It's not a Hesach Hadas from the Achila. But Taisa is not sure. They think maybe the Gemara meant Hesach Hadas from Achila. So the other suggestion that's given is that the reason why the Chachmei Ashkenaz had the practice to say Barpi HaGofen on all four kaises is not so much Al Pi HaLoch, every kaish al-brach needs a Barpi HaGofen. Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas. You said so much Hagon in between the first and the second, in between the third and the fourth. They're just like benching is a Hesach Hadas. So the reciting of that God is a Hesach Hadas. So this is a Shaila, how do we talk at Paskin? And these two, the Ashkenazim, those who follow Minig Ashkenaz, and they say, Barpi HaGofen on all the four kaises, what is the reason? What's the real reason? Do we assume the reason is because Kach Nemra Halacha, that every kosher bracha needs Barpi HaGofen, whether you need it or not, even if you don't need it, Mitam Bichas HaNenen? Or no, it's because you do need it, Mitam Bichas HaNenen, because it's a Hesach Hadas. So bottom line, we Paskin, this is considered like a suffix, whether the Barpi HaGofen of the Karpas covers the Moror or not. That's where they quote in Shulchan Aruch. We treat it like a suffix. So when you say Barpi HaDom on the Karpas, you should have in mind the Moror, and maybe it is a Hesach Hadas, and maybe you should say Bar Nefoshes after the Karpas. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they recommend you should eat less than a Kazayis of Karpas to make sure that you don't need a Bracha Achrayna. So we treat this as if it were a suffix. So how can we say Avadai Barpi HaGofen? If we're not so convinced that it's Hesach Hadas, we treat it as if it's a suffix, Zvei Deis and Teifus, So the answer is, so the answer is, that's not the reason why. We have adopted the other explanation that the Rishonim gave. Every time you say Bracha Lakos, you are required to say Bar Piyagof, whether you need it or not, even though you don't need it, Mitam Bechas HaNenin, like part of the Kiddush, like part of the Bechas HaMitzvah, that's the halacha. Yeah. That's the halacha. That's why there's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch in the following case. Let's say somebody was sitting and drinking wine late on Friday afternoon. Who sits and drinks wine late on Friday afternoon? Which normal person? Some people are Purim. Some people have such a practice that on Purim, Shechalias, Be'erev Shabbos, so they start the meal late in the afternoon. They daven mincha before, then they start the meal, then the middle of the meal, then the Kabbal Shabbos, and then they say Kiddush. So the question is, when you say the Kiddush, do you need a Bar Piyagofen? I just said Bar Piyagofen. He's in the middle of drinking Adalo Yada. He's drinking Adalo Yada, the Shein Purim, and now he's going to say Kiddush for Shabbos. So he doesn't really need the Bar Piyagofen mitam, Hilchas Brichas HaNenin. So, do you say Kach Nemer Halacha? That's the din that you always need Kiddush. Every Bracha Lakos needs Bar Piyagofen or not?
That's part of the Kiddush.
Do you say it's part of the Kiddush or not? No. So the Mechaber holds, Mechaber is safe. Mechaber holds that on Pesach night, you only say Bar Piyagofen twice, on the first coast and on the third coast. So he doesn't hold many of the above. He holds you only say Bar Piyagofen when you need it, Mitam Bichas HaNenin. When you don't need it, when there's no issue of Bichas HaNenin, then you don't say the Bar Piyagofen. And Mechaber writes very well. If you're drinking wine late Friday afternoon, and then you want to be first Mapo Mekadesh, you want to be Mechaber Shabbos and recite Kiddush, and you don't say Bar Piyagofen. So the Mechaber Lashitosa is very safe. The question is, but the Ashkenazim don't follow the Mechaber on Pesach night. We say four brachas. And the four brachas that we say, Alpi Pashtus, is not because we hold that it's Avadei Hesachadas. We're not sure whether it's Hesachadas. That's why we Tansan Abbeda Chasanis. We say the Bar Piyadom on the Karpas, they have in mind the Marabah, we have less than the Kazai, back and forth, back and forth. We're not sure. It's Hesachadas. So if we're not sure, how can we say Bar Piyagofen four times? The answer is because we're sure that every Koshal Bracha needs its own Bar Piyagofen. So when you first map on the Kadesh, you should say Bar Piyagofen. So the Ramah doesn't say anything, because the whole case hardly ever comes up. Who's drinking wine late on Friday afternoon? When Purim falls out on Friday, no, the Ramah says you should make the Sudas Purim in the morning. He doesn't hope in this, that you're drinking wine late Friday afternoon. So the case never comes up. So the Ramah doesn't have to talk about the Dovah Shalom Baliyam. So he doesn't say anything. But the Mishnah Brura quotes, we don't hope in the Mechaber. Mechaber is safe l'shitasai. That he only says twice Bar Piyagofen on Pesach night. So by Paris Matam Mekadesh, he does need a Bar Piyagofen, because we don't need it in Tam Bichas HaNenin. But since we follow the Ramah by Pesach night, we say four times Bar Piyagofen. So we should really, by Paris Matam Mekadesh, if the case should come up, once in a million years, if the case should come up, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim, he said, you ought to say Bar Piyagofen. They say the Ramah should argue with the Mechaber and hold that you should say Bar Piyagofen. Lemaisa, we all do like that. At a chasana. At all the chasanas, we do like that. Bizman ha-Tanakh, or Bizman ha-Talmud, until at Kufis ha-Gainim, there used to be a long pause between Erisin and Nisuin. A year, half a year. A long pause. So you can't ask Akasha, why do you say Bar Piyagofen on the Koshal Nisuin under the Chuppah? You just said Bar Piyagofen on the Koshal Erisin. Terry says, what do you mean you just said? You just said a year ago. He went to sleep a whole year. He went to sleep many times in between. Of course there's a Hesachadas. That's Terrace number one. Terrace number two is that this man, HaTalmud, they never said Bichas Erisin ala Koshal Yai. That was instituted also this man HaGoyim. It didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. To say Bichas Erisin ala Yai. The Rosh quotes in the first paragraph of this, that was only introduced a minig in the days of the Goyim. But now that we have the minig, to recite Bichas Erisin ala Yayin, and we have from the Takonis HaGoinim not to have a pause between Erisin and Nisun. We don't have a year, we don't have a half year, we don't have a week. You have immediately following Erisin, you have the Nisun. Because we're concerned, the woman is an Eshes Ish, and she's not living with her husband. So, Mayasa Ben Shaloh Yechtash, she may sin, she may be Mizana. So we have the Nisun immediately following the Erisin, let her live with her husband. Sure. To prevent the violations of Loisina. So as Givar Nashaila, once the Goyna moves up the Nisuin, you have immediately following the Erisin, you have Nisuin, So he just said Barpi Agaf, and we followed the Minhag HaGoyim to recite Birchas Eretz and Alayayin. So now you have a good question. Why in the world are you saying Barpi Agaf and on the Kashal Nisuin? You just said 5 minutes ago, Barpi Agaf, less than 5 minutes ago, they just said Barpi Agaf and on the Kashal Eretz. Unless they just drank the wine. They said Barpi Agaf and to drink the wine. But they drank, they're allowed to drink wine. They drank the wine. So what did they say another Barpi Agaf and on the Kashal Nisuin for? Oh, the Rashi and the Rabbi Natan were bothered about this. So the Havos Maimon on the bottom of the Rambam quote, Rashi and Rabbi Natan felt that it looks very awkward. Nachamo Barpi Agaf, and they just said, so they introduced the reading of the Ksuba. To make a Hapsoka. What, it takes a year to read the Ksuba? It takes a half a year to read the Ksuba?
Depends who reads it,
yeah. Depends who reads it. Rabbi Lezer Silver used to always take a long time to read it very slowly, and if anybody would talk in the middle, he would read it over again. He would be mocked. He would make you pay attention. He would read it, the dramatic presentation. Very slow. Some Rabbanim, some Chassidish Rabbanim have practice, they run through the whole reading of the Silver, they rattle it off. That's not right. The whole purpose of the institution of reading the Silver, to make a Hapsokit. So you should read it slowly to waste more time. The whole idea of reading the Ksuba is to waste time. And if you want to have the Rabbanim hold the drasha, that's the time to hold the drasha. It should be as long as possible. If you want to have a chazan sing, the chazan should sing over there. If you want to sing Shir HaMalas, they sing Shir HaMalas over there. And they should, many have the minute to break the glass in between. Make as many haptakas as you can in between the Erisin and the Nisun. But the shaila is, even if with everything Arangarechim, with the rabbi's drasha, right, with the breaking of the glass, with the reading of the Ksuba, it doesn't take so long. It doesn't take a week. It takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes. How long does the rabbi hold it? It doesn't take so long. Does Vaita tell her, what are you saying another Barpi Agaf for? So the answer is because by the Ashkenazim Masei, I don't know what the Sfardim hold. The Ashkenazim Masei, because we Lashito Seinu, like he said before, we hold on Pesach night, you say, four brachas Barpi Agaf. And the four brachas are not because of the Hesach Hadash, because we're not so convinced, Tesis is Mesuvah, we're not so convinced that there's a Hesach Hadash in the...
From the Kaddish, if someone's drinking wine late on Friday afternoon, and then he's going to say Kiddush, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes that line that according to the Ramah, you should say Barpi Agaf, even though you covered Mitam Birchas Hanen, but Kach Nemra Alocha. Whenever you say Bracha Lakalos, you got to say Barpi Agaf. So Lamaisa, we understand our practice by every Chasin and why we say twice Barpi Agaf. That's Alocha. Whenever you're reciting a Bracha Lakalos, you have to say Barpi Agaf. Rabbi Natam and Rashi, if I'm clear, Rabbi Natam and Rashi introduced the Kriya Saksuga that it should look better. It looks mutinous. He just said, it takes like a Marisayan issue. It looks funny. So at least it takes off the Marisayan. But the halachic problem really is solved. According to the Ashkenazim itself. The problem is Spartan, that I don't know. The Spartan who only say twice Barpi Agafen on Pesach night. So why do they have the practice to say twice Barpi Agafen by a Chashanet? They just say, what does it help that Rabbi Natan and Rashi introduced the Kriya Saksuba? That's not a real Hesach
Hadash.
The Ksuba is not so long that it should constitute a Hesach Hadash.
The Yayin that you name him, that you say for a prayer buffet, because we have to say a broch on the wine, because it's still at name. But when we use all the other brochers, this is not Yayin that I know. It's basic Yayin is the principle, it's like an ox in the kachim. So you make the brochure, this is only a tool, it's only a prop to make Shabbos, to make Yontes. Yeah, and therefore, you're making it on the symbol, the brochure is more of the accompaniment, on the tool, just like this, like you make on the lulav.
Like a Birchas HaMitzvah, right, that's exactly the helper. You gave the helper. I was just saying what it is, and you gave the explanation. Don't say this, that's exactly what it is, yeah. So Lamaisa, we understand what the practice of the Ashkenazim is. No, but it does. But after din, there's no reason to consider it like benching. Just that it's look a little better. It shouldn't look so bad. It doesn't really play any role. The reading of the Sutta doesn't... I mean, for the stardom, it should be considered aspect. I don't know, maybe you got to work on that. I don't, the beginning of an idea, I don't get it yet.
Is Father Meekup off on the television?
Yeah.
I wasn't at some of these Friday weddings. I think they say Bon Krakow and also.
Yeah.
I think so.
If you hold that, like you do on placement, each mission, what do we have to do?
I think Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are just concerned that it doesn't look good. It looks modern. So the Institute of the Creator's Exhibit looks a little better. But if there's a real problem, according to the Mechaber,
it wouldn't help.
According to the Mechaber, it wouldn't really help to solve the problem. According to the Rambam, you understand what it is. So the Maaseh, the Ashkenazim say on Pesach night four times Bar Pi Hagafen. And how do we say four times Bar Pi Hagafen? So by Asher Gialanu and by the Birchas Hashir, we do like the Beishamah. First we say Asher Gialanu, and then you say the Bar Pi Hagafen afterwards. But the Birchas Hashir, first you say Nishmas Kol Chai, which is Tavak Yehi Alulucha, and then say at the end the Bar Pi Hagafen. So what happened over here? How come you don't follow Beitilu disagree all over with the Bishamah except for Birchas Hamazon. That's the one exception to the rule. The Manishtana, why are these two brachas different? I don't know. You have to look in the Rishonim what they explain over here. This is a problem. What's a further problem is, the B'di'evit, if you do like Beisham, it's good B'di'evit also, but what's a further problem is that in all of the Hasidish HaGadis, and they have it in all HaGadis, they have after Asher Gialanu, before Bar Pi Hagafen, they have Hidden Yimuchon Mizum and Abraham Yitzhus Koy Sheini Shalab Koysis, the Sheini Yichu Kutsch B'richu, etc. So a lot of people say that. But Mamish is talking in the middle, the Hepsik in the middle of the Baruch HaKadosh. Imagine Beishamai. Imagine Beishamai is up Kiddush. So he doesn't say Bar Pi Hagafen first. He says Kiddush. And then at the end he says, so he's allowed to talk in between the Kiddush and the Bar Pi Hagafen, just not allowed to talk in between the Bar Pi Hagafen and the drinking. But he's permitted to talk in between the Kiddush. The Pashtus is not allowed to, certainly not, no?
Yeah.
Not allowed to talk in the middle. So that's what are we doing over here? So for some strange reason, we're following Beishamai's opinion by Asher Gialanu and by Birchas Hashir. I don't know why. We do like Beishamai. We should really say Bar Pi Hagafen first. But the Yevit, we say also. I don't know why. But you shouldn't be mopsik in between. You shouldn't. If a person wants to say his Nechon HaMezumen, say it before the Birchas Hashir. The problem is by Asher Gialanu, it's not so big. We say halal, we split the halal in half, we say part of the halal before the meal, part of the halal after the meal. So when we say the little bit of halal before the meal, then we say the bracha Asher Gialanu. So the bracha Asher Gialanu doesn't really relate to the halal. So before you say, if one is really insistent on this hitting the mukhan and the zuman, so let him say it before he starts the Asher Gialanu, and then say his mukhan and the kind mitzvah is kai sheni, the other kai, then you say Asher Gialanu, but you go up and then you drink it. But by the bracha, after the halal, you have a lucha. Let's say someone says, I'm a shchaydish, or on yontar, he says, halal. And then he says, you have a lucha at the end. So he's allowed to talk in between the halal and you have a lucha. The halucha is the bracha shalachreho of the halo. You're not allowed to talk in between the halo and your halucha. So what all year long is the reshus, the Mishnah says in Megillah, that the reciting of your halucha after halal is dependent on the minig ha-mokim. Mokim shenogu levarech mevarchim. Mokim shenogu shalo levarech ein levarchim. The Gemara says the bracha, shikirishonu b'mitzvah of tzivonu likra ta-halel. The bracha that you say before the halal, that's chiyuv mitam takanos chachamim, that you have to recite that bracha. That doesn't depend on the minig ha-mokim. But the bracha that you say at the conclusion of the halal, the yahalalucha, so that the Mishnah says depends on the minig ha-mokim. Mokim shenogu levarach mevarchim, mevarach mishenogu shelo levarach lo'ei mevarchim. So that's only all year long. On Pesach night, the Mishnah says yimuchis to say the yahalalucha at the end of the halal. That's what the Tosis points out. The top place is on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. On Pesach night, he said, at the end of the completion, the halal is completed after the meal. You complete Gomer is a halal after the meal, So I'm a rabbi bichas hashir. My bichas hashir doesn't mean more. You have a lucha. So Tyson said, you have a lucha. That's not chalom. You have a lucha after halva. The kamash malan. I feel the machmir shenam nagel lebarach akrab. Even the Mishnah Megillah says. Then reciting the Halalucha after the Halal is optional, depends on the meaning. Often it was composed for that, Shekneses HaGzayla, as an optional bracha,
yes.
But on Leil HaSeder it's a chayvo, it's not optional. So the Halalucha, the Nishmas Kol Chai, or the Yishtabak, whatever the Bichas Hashir is, and we say all of them, whatever it is, that's a bracha Shavachreho on the Halal. The Asher Yavanu, that's not a bracha Shavachreho. I don't think that's not a bracha Shavachreho. And the first part of the hal, but Yahalucha is the bracha shalachara on the second part. So let's say the person is only intent, he wants very much to say this hidden in Mukhana Mizu. So the Pashta says you shouldn't say it's in between the Melech Merulah about the Shvatan and the Bar Piyar Gafin. So it's in the middle of the bracha lakos. So you should move it up to before. Move it up to before when? After he finishes, Haidal Hashem Kitab Kiryalam Kazdai. After he finishes the halal, before he starts the halal, look up. That's not the time to be mafzik in between the halal and the bracha shalachreh. So you should say it before he finishes the halal. It's a little two way before. It's a half an hour before he's going to have the kaisheni. No. The summer is better to look at it in the siddur. You look at the words in the siddur and you have in mind. Like he says by the duchani. The Gemara says in Seifa, that they used to have a practice from the Kohanim with Duchim, so that people would recite various psukim at the time the Kohanim would say, Yivarechacha Hashem, Yishmerech, and so on. So we have those psukim printed in the Siddur. So in the Torah it says, so the Gemara raises a problem, and certain Perikev and Nehman raise a problem. You're supposed to pay attention when the Kohanim Duchim, you're supposed to listen. Kohanim is supposed to say so loud that everybody can hear. So you're supposed to pay attention and listen. So how can you pay attention if you're saying the psukim at the same time? So the Gemara says, Shmaminar, you can do it.
You do it from Oidim.
And the Gemara says, you do it from Oidim. The Gemara says, you do it from
Oidim.
No. The Gemara says, Gemara brings the Raya. That the Chazan says, Oidim, we say Oidim the Rabbanan simultaneously. So you see that you can do the trick. You can pay attention to what the Chazan says at the same time that you're saying right in the Rabbanan yourself. So the Torah writes that the Zman is only have Shvacha kept, and we can't concentrate. We can't concentrate on what the Kohanim are saying if we're saying Psukim. They can't concentrate on two things. So the Torah quotes from the Gainim that you shouldn't say those Psukim by the Duchening. The Kohanim should Duchen, and you should pay attention. You should look in the Siddur, be Machab in the Psukim. But you shouldn't say the Psukim. And to say the Psukim, it'll make it too difficult to concentrate on what the Kohanim are saying. So that's why the Rav, Zuchan al-Bach, used to taina, if the Gemara made a hashvah between the two, the Gemara says you're allowed to say the psukim while the Kohanim are duchening, because you can concentrate on two things. So haray is that the Gemara we say moidim, the Rabbanon simultaneously with the Chazan, and we're supposed to pay attention to the Chazan at the same time that you say moidim, the Rabbanon says that, then you can do it over there, so you can do it over here. So the Torah says, Bizman is that we can't do it, we have Shvacha kept. So the Rav said the same thing about Modim de Rabbanon. It's not right to say Modim de Rabbanon simultaneously while the Chazan is saying the Modim in the Chazaras HaShas. So he said the Chazan should pause, and we should say Modim de Rabbanon, and then the Chazan should pick up. Okay. So just like that's the practice, just like the Torah says that's the practice by the Duchening, that we don't recite the Psukim, you look in the Machzor and you're Mechaven. So the same over here, the Hilni Mukhan Mizumah, sometimes it's better, look, the Hilni Mukhan Mizumah is for Kiddush, make a paper, say Hilni Mukhan Mizumah. But some of them are mamish in a location where there's an Issa Hefzik, I'll be passionate. It's not right to say,
And this is your mafzik in Halle in the two with the Suda. We're mafzik anyway. It should have been really easy to say all Halle completely and then, or before the Issa Suda, then to Halle. So what's the mafzik relation to the mafzik relation?
No, but you're not limited to be mafzik. That was the Takonis Tatanoim.
How about the Halle?
Suda is not just Vetchere, negate that from Vetchere. It's not eating supper. The Suda is part of the religious service. Shulchan Aruch is part of the Simonim. That's also a mitzvah. The holy Achila, they'll tell us.
What should happen after the halal?
That's what the Nitziv explains in the Hagdomah to his Haggadah, that apparently the Tanoim instituted to sandwich the meal in between the two parts of the halal to be kaveh the Suda as the Suda's Haidoya. The whole meal tonight is sort of Thanksgiving time for this brother over the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we say a little bit before, in the bulk of the hallel after, the main hallel being after. Usually, B'nai Shabbailam, people get to the second half of the hallel after the benching, so they rush through it and you lose a lot of passengers then, along the way in the second half. So the Balamor writes in the end of Sochan that the second half of hallel is the Iker hallel. And he quotes the Gemara in the end of Titus. The Gemara says, Aloshin, Einam hallel, El al keris Meleyava, Ubenefesh Teveya. The Iker hallel, B'shatanez. Hallel on Yontif in the morning, that's a different hallel. But hallel, B'shatanez, the hallel on Pesach night, is B'chol Dabad Archai Varam Liris and Safkin Kinu Huyatim and Mitzrayim, B'sich Lechanat Nechayobim, Lahallel. We're obligated to say hallel is considered a hallel B'shatanez. So there's a Mishnah in Titus that says, if there was a tziras kshonim in Eretz Yisrael, and the bezmer is going to tainis, because nothing is going to grow if there's no rain, so the guys are tainis, and in the middle of the day, the rain comes. So the Mishnah says everybody should go home and break the fast and eat, and then they should reconvene, they should gather together in shul and say hallel. The Fregdi Gemara Kash on the Mishnah, why did they go home first to break the fast and then go to say hallel? Wait another 10 minutes and say hallel. Now, how long is it going to take to say the hallel? Kalbach took 2 hours to say hallel. They didn't have Kalbach, it'll take 10 minutes. You finish the whole hallel. The Gemara says, no, since it's a different kind of hallel. It's not a hallel from Simchas Yontif, that's part of the Dabbin. This is a hallel, b'shata Yeshua, b'shata Hatzobah. So the Gemara says, Aloshin, enonim hallel, ela al keres maleo, ubenefesh teveo. So the Balamor, at the end of Sochan, quotes that Gemara from the end of Tainis. And he says, the hallel on Pesach night is also a hallel b'shata Nes. So that's why the Ikir hallel is the hallel after the meal. Al keres maleo, ubenefesh teveo. But you want to have a little hallel in the beginning to be kovered the Suda and the Suda Saidoya. So the Pashtus is in the middle of the meal, he's Neto. But when you're saying the hallel, the Pashtus says that's not proper to talk in the middle of the hallel. They say they want to say Biurim of Shetlach and Gematrios or Rashi Tevis in the middle of the hallel. That's not proper. You should say either before or after, not in the middle of the hallel. So that's the problem here, to say the Hidden Mukhan Mizuman. In between the hallel and the brach brichas hashir after, it's not right. Brichas hashir is the brach shalach and the hallel, and in between the brichas hashir and the brach piagofen is a bigger hefsek. Some is preferable just to look at it and to have in mind. Taisus in the beginning of Perek Avit Sochem raises a question regarding the Arba Taisus. Is it? That's what you raised before. Is it like Kiddush and Abdullah, that one person says Kiddush and Abdullah and he drinks the wine, and everybody's guilty with that? Or do you require that each and every person should drink Arbekos? So that's on the first daf and Tzadik says on the day. Says in right. Sounds from the simple reading of the Mishnah, they should give Afilo Oni, Shabbi Yisrael Oni, Hamas Pardes Minadzoke. The Gaboim who are giving him tzedakah, lo yitchus alon, the Arbekoses, they should give him Arbekoses. Sounds like, I bet the poor man probably has 16 children. So what's with his wife and all of his children? So it sounds like you only give him Arbekoses for the poor man. He says, Kiddush alay yayin, and he takes a sip, and everybody's yaitzeh. He says, Asher gyalon alay yayin, and he takes a sip, and everybody's yaitzeh. He says, benching alakos, and everybody's yaitzeh. The same is all year long. When you say Kiddush and Abdullah, you don't require that every person should drink the wine. It's sufficient if one person drinks. Or Tosfos says, well, maybe not so. Maybe on Pesach night, there's two dinim. Maybe there's one din, a bracha lakos. In fact, if one person says the Kiddush ala yayin, it takes a sip, everybody's here to that. But then there's another separate halacha, and you want to have 4 times l'chaim. So l'chaim, you're not yayin to shenei koinah. Each person has to drink his own l'chaim. So that's our practice. That's what we do. But Taisus is not sure on the Kiddush. Taisus says, we're not so sure about that either. Maybe when you say Kiddush, maybe you do require that everybody should drink. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not Yaitse if you don't. All year long. Maybe that's the din all year long when you say Kiddush. Why? Because they quote a Gemara. Here's the Taisus on Tzadik Tes on the base. They quote a Gemara. Miu, on the second line, it says, Miu, gam the Kiddush.
Yeah.
Maybe the din requires that everybody has to have wine, and whoever doesn't drink isn't yet. The Gemara tells a fascinating story that one of the Amorim visited in a certain community, and he was never there before. So in the Chabadim, he should say Kiddush on Shabbos morning, Kiddush Rabbah. So he didn't know Bima Esther's Kiddusha Rabba.
He never heard of it.
He only said Bar Pragofen. So he didn't know what he was getting himself into. He was embarrassed to ask, what does that mean? So he figured, so he gave him a Becha, he said, okay. Gave him a Becha, he figured, can't go wrong and say Bar Pragofen. He didn't like the Hillel. So he says, Sari, Bar Pragofen's up there. And then he's waiting, they should,
see what they should help him.
What does he say, Baita? So he saw an old man. The Gach and the Shasi, one old man leaned over and he started sipping his cup of wine. And they all started drinking. And that's it. That's the whole Kiddusha Rabba. It's a Lashon Sagi Nohar, the Rashbam says. The big Kiddush. The big Kiddush means the small Kiddush. It only consists of the Bar Pragofen. That's how the Rashbam says. Other Rishonim say differently. But that's how the Rashbam says. Kiddusha Rabba is a Lashon Sagi Nohar. So you see from the story that everybody apparently had their own cup of wine and everybody drank their own wine. The Tosfos says that it's not sure. Maybe this is required by Kiddush. Everybody has to have a cup of wine. Whoever doesn't drink wine is not Yetzer. So then they say, but they don't think that's right. Avo, the Perek Bakol Niarvin, Ervin, Daf Nem Amabez, Gabi Zman, Zman is the Bracha Shachyon, Ala Zman Hazeh, the Gemara discusses in conjunction with the Bracha Shachyon, Mashmak Tzas, it might appear from the Gemara, the Mashmak Tzas, why is it mashmak tzad? The Farish. It's not mashmak tzad. The Farish, black and white. That's the Rashbam brings the right. The Gemara there discusses a shaila on top of a shaila. We know that when you say Kiddush on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, you say Shehecha Yom. What about Rosh Hashanah? When you say Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, do you say Shachyanu or not? Or Yom Kippur, do you say Shachyanu or Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, yeah. So Allah says, yeah. Shofar is a mitzvah that comes from time to time. But here, just on the Yom itself, so the Gemara is not sure whether they say Shachyan. So the Gemara says, yes, Allah says you must say Shachyan on Rosh Hashanah. So Shachyan on Rosh Hashanah is Niche, the Gemara says, Zavtach Kiddush. So you say, Kvarpi Agafen, Yayin, and Kiddush is Shachyan. It's not Yak Nahai. Is Yak, Yakat. Yain Kid is not. Fine. Half of Yaknah. But, on Yom Kippur, what do you say, Shachyon? So the Gemara says, we say Shachyon. On Leil Yom Kippur. You say Shachyon?
Sure.
No cost. The Gemara says, wait a minute, but if you would have recited Shachyon ala Yayin, it would have enhanced the Hashivas of the Bracha, would have been a more Hashivah Bracha. So why not say Shachyanu ala Yayin? So the Gemara says, but it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to drink the wine. So the Gemara says, well, give the Hanetzer. Let's say Bar Pragofen on Erev Yom Kippur. Let's say on Erev, go down to Mincha early, before Yom Kippur begins. So let's say drink the wine. So the Gemara says, doesn't help. When you say Shachyanu, you bet to Shan Yom Kippur, you can't make it tonight. You can, let's say, a Balabasti convention lift and make it tonight. But if you say Shachyanu, the Gemara Beferish, you can't make a tonight. Shachyanu is only on Yom Kippur. So once you said it, it's Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to drink the wine. Then the Gemara asks, give the wine to a child. The halacha doesn't require that a bracha lakos, everybody wants to be yotzei, they have to drink the wine. As long as one person drinks the wine, you know, so give the wine to a child who's too young to fast anyway. A Yiddish child, so let him drink the wine. And we'll all be yotzei, the bracha lakos, and he'll drink. So the Gemara says that would have been okay, but it's a problem of chinuch. When the child will grow older, he'll remember that the rabbi, this famous rabbi, told him to drink wine. The Rav told me to drink wine on Yom Kippur. People tell all the stories about the Rav. Yes, true. The Rav told him to drink wine because he was only 3 years old. But then now he's 25 years old. So what is he still drinking wine? So he says, that's Nishma Shtein. So we're afraid they make a mistake. So it's not a good idea. That's how the Gemara says. So the Rishonim will say from the Gemara, what is it going to help if you're going to give the wine
to
a little child, if everybody has to drink? So the same Shirai from the Gemara. Now, whenever you have a bracha ala kos to enhance the hashivas of the kos, so the bracha is sufficient as long as one person drinks the wine. You don't require that everybody wants to be yours to should drink. So what is and that's the right that the Rashbam brings later.
Maybe that's only by Shekhiyonu, but how do you know that's tied also to Kiddush?
Oh, so that's apparently what Tyson says, Mashmak Tzad, not with Erish. Why? There's a Makam Lachalik between Kiddush and Shekhiyonu. Why? Because Shekhiyonu ala Yayin It's like Sheva Brachas ala Yayin, it's like benching ala Yayin, it's like Asher Kiddush he did Nidbet, like Bichas Eretz. That's one kind. That's a Bracha ala Koz that adds Hashibis, it enhances the Hashibis of the Bracha. So as long as one Jewish person takes a sip of the wine, it's Ginuk. But Kiddush ala Yayin may be an undervot, because the Gemara says later, that's how we pass in La Loche. Kiddush can either be ala Yayin or ala Pas. And Abdullah is not. Abdullah is on Al Yayin. So the Sefer Achinach asked the question on Parshas Yisro on the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Zochet Yom Shabbos Lekatshei. Man Ishtani Kiddush and Abdullah. How come Abdullah can only say Al Yayin? In Kiddush, sometimes you have an option to say either Al Yayin or Al Pas. So the Sefer Achinach is a Rishon. He gives an answer which the Rav thought was a little humorous. The Rav didn't like his answer. So he gives an answer. He says, when do you say Kiddush ala Pas? If the Pas is Chadivale. He's more interested in having bread than he is in having a drink of wine. He's not interested in wine. So he says, Abdullah, you just stuffed yourself with Shalashudas. He's blocking from the Shalashudas. You just ate already. So no one, it's not going to be Chadivale. It's not going to be Rifta. It's Chadivale Riftale. If the eating of the bread is more cherished than the drinking of the wine, then you say Kiddush over the bread. But when it comes to Abdullah, you're just stuffed from Shalashudas. You had enough bread. So that's right. So that's the answer that Rav Soloveitchik gave. I think that was the first Yortzeit Shir that I heard. He said, Kiddush has to be B'mach Mesudah, Havdolah does not. So what does that indicate? That Havdolah is a Bracha Lakos. Like Hashem Kiddush he did Mibet, like Yechas Eretz and Yechas Nisuin, like Shechyonu Alel Yom Kippur, but Kiddush Al Yayin is an undervort. One is the Kaveh the Suda L'Shem Suda Shabbos. And to be Kaveh the Suda L'Shem Suda Shabbos, you need two things. You need the Kiddush beforehand, and you need the mentioning of Ritzeh in the Bechas HaMazen afterwards. And if you bench, you didn't say Ritzeh, you yoyt to the bench, and then you're not yoyt to the Suda Shabbos. Hasabrer, either to eat another meal with Kiddush and Ritzeh, or to bench over, they gave you a break. If you don't want to eat another meal, so you can patch up this meal. But the benching, you were yoyt to. If you bench without Ritzeh, you yoyt to the benching. But you're not yoyt to the Suda Shabbos. Because where the Suda and Suda Shabbos, you need Kiddush lefanao, and the Hasgaras, Kedushas Hayom Le'achrev. So since the purpose of Kiddush is to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, and the Gemara says in Brachas, in Perikates of Mevarchim, that it's only called the Achilu B'Kvi, it's only called the Kviya Suda, Pas and Yayin. Other things are not called Kviya Suda. So that's why it would make sense either to recite Kiddush or the Pas or Yayin, because these are the two things that make a Kviya Suda. Some to have over something else, not. But to say Havdolah over Pas, no. Havdolah, the whole idea, Havdolah la Yayin, Havdolah la Kos. Havdolah la Pas, Hashmishkinzim, that's not a Brocha la Kos, only Kiddush, because the Iker of Kiddush ala Kos is to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shah. So that's what some Rishonim argue the point, and they say that Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem is talking about, Shechianu ala Kos. Alel Yom Kippur. So there is no Suda to speak of. They're not interested in being Kaveh, the Suda's Yom Kippur, the Shem Suda. He's just talking about Shehachiyonu ala Kos, to enhance the Hashivas of the Brach. It should be a Brach ala Kos. So that's like Bichas Harrison, Bichas Nisuin. So the drinking of the Kos is just Habavach Tashayetim, that it should be Mitzurah to the Brach. So if a child drinks, everybody would be Yaitim. But there is a makom to argue, that's why Tosfos says mashma ksas, it's not 100% right. There is a makom to argue, like the Rav Rishonim would disagree, the Sefer HaMichtam disagrees. And he says, whoever doesn't drink the wine of the Kiddush is not Yaitzah. Because the purpose of Kiddush ala Yayin and Kiddush ala Pas is to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So if you didn't drink the wine, so what has it got to do with you? What does his drinking have to help me? So since the Rav Rishonim hold that the Kiddush is the Shem Kaveh Suda, so then whoever doesn't drink is not Yaitz. But that's the title. The Matkana bottom line, we don't pass like that. The Shulchan Aruch, that opinion is not quoted. We pass in my Kiddush and Abdullah, you don't have to drink the wine. Everybody's Yaitz. But on Leil Pesach, that's the Machloikas. So we're Machmer. We say that there are two dinim on Leil Pesach. There's one din you have to have four brachas alakot. And then there's another din, and that din, one person can say the brachas alakot and everybody else is Yaitz. And then there's another halacha, you have to drink four times l'chayim. The four drinking, the four lachaim that each person has to drink his own. It's not going to help. One person is going to drink lachaim doesn't help for me. Each person has to drink his own lachaim. And how much you have to drink is also different. All year long when you say Kiddush Havdolah b'chaseris and b'chas nisuin and asher Kiddush you did mibetem, the Gemara says I'm a rav tzor sheyitom. You have to take a sip of the wine. I'm on how much you have to take a sip of Malay Lubna. You have to take a drink of Malay Lubna. And that is so. Hashulchan wants to say, Yoh Hashulchan is bothered. The minig in Europe used to be by many Balabatim. Yoh Hashulchan has a lot. He's parenthes Balabatish in the matter. He defends the Balabatim. The Mishnah is not so helpless as they thought in the Balabatim. Mishnah is written for Yeshiva people. He's machma and everything. Yes, the Balabatim can never survive. I don't know how they learn Mishnah Brewer in public for Balabatim. Yoh Hashulchan is always down to earth. So Yoh Hashulchan raises an issue. So many people say Abdullah to take a little sip, and that's way less than Maloy Lupo. So how would they yotzei? So he says that even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you drank less than Maloy Lupo, you're not yotzei, it doesn't really mean that. It means you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa. You are yotzei. If you take a little sip, you are yotzei. That's what he says. But he ever you are yotzei. So that's only when the halacha takes decision that you drink Maloy Lupo. That's all year long. Where there's a bracha lakos, and it causes to enhance the hashivas of the bracha. They say, I'm a varsav shiitim. But on Pesach night, the halacha of drinking the kos is not, that it should, not only that it should be a bracha lakos. Each person has to drink lachayim four times. So it's not enough to drink malay lubna. You have to drink rois kos, and it should be considered, ruba kakula is considered as if you drank the whole kos. Now Kiddush and Abdullah, there's no, you don't start off with the premise, you want to drink the whole kos. We're going to make a trick and we're going to say, Ruba Kukula, it's Nechshav Ki'ilu. It doesn't have to be Ki'ilu. On the rest of the Yitam, just take a little sip to be Mitzar of the Yayin, and it should be called the Bracha Lakos. To enhance the Hashiva for the Bracha. But on Pesach night, the Ikiradin is you have to drink the Hokos. And if you drink Rav Kos, that's Dimkoin, that's a substitute. So we say Ruba Kukula is considered as if you drank the Hokos. In fact, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, all the classical poets, the Chayyim, they all quote from the Bach. The Bach says that on Pesach night, Lachatchila should drink kol hakos. You shouldn't rely on the Ruba Kukula. Ruba Kukula is not b'diavad. The real mitzvah b'shleimus is to drink the whole kos.
The whole kos.
The kos has to have a minimum of a revit. Let's say you have a gigantic kos, you have to drink the whole kos. If you don't want to, so get a smaller kos. Get a smaller kos that just has a revit in it. How does he know that that's so? There's Optazoi, that Lachatzila, the mitzvah b'shleimus is not to rely on Ruba Kukula to have the whole kos. So this is really a Gemara in Chulin. In the beginning of the second parak in Chulin, it's Yeridaya. It says in the beginning of the second parak in Chulin, when you shecht the chicken, all you have to shecht is one of the two, either the food pipe or the windpipe. Either the corner is the windpipe, or the esophagus is the vashis, one or the other. When you shecht the behemoth or a chaya, you have to shecht shnei simon, the corner and the vashis. So then the Mishnah says, Hashoichei, the dievet sounds like. Perak Hashoichei, at the beginning of the second paragraph, is Perak Hashoichei. Hashoichei, roi vechad boi, roi shnaim the behemoth kosher. The Gemara says, why is it only written to the Yevet? Hashtein, Ketat Shochtim, Roi Vechat Boi, Barak Shnai Bebeim. It should say, that's the way, Shishtel Avek, that's the way Yeshech. Why does he write this? You did it to the Yevet, so with a little embarrassment to Yosef. What is it to be embarrassed? What more do you want? He did everything he's supposed to do. So the Gemara says, because he should have, Lachatzidish Yeshech Kolasim. And it's only good for the Yevet that you say, Ruba Kukula. So in that Gemara, there's a Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, whether that's a Lachatzila Deraisa, or it's only a Lachatzila Derabbanan. Half of the Rishonim hold that that's a Lachatzila Deraisa. Really have a Lachatzila Deraisa? Tosfos writes in Gittin, beginning of Gittin, that there's no such thing as Lachatzila B'diyavid on a level of Deraisa. If you use it B'diyavid, if let's say I wrote a guess, so the guess is Kosher B'diyavid, so it's Kosher Lachatzila also. He said, Lachatzili should write the get like that in the end. This is only good on the level of the Rabbanan.
Either it's good
or it's not good. Let's say a mikveh. The mikveh, either it's good Lachatzili or it's not good for the Eved. He said, Lachatzili, you should do like this. But the Eved, that's only on the level of the Rabbanan. But here, some Rishonim say there is. So the Tesis in the end of Nid explains. There's never any Lachatzili for the Eved on the level of the Raisa. That's not true. Take, for example, we're reading now Parashas Vayikra Tzav. It says, in the Korban Chatzis, you do four Zrikas Adam on all four corners. So there's a perik in Zvachim that starts up, Beishama Yomrim, and Machlech is Beishama himself. What if the Yavin, instead of doing four Zvikas, he does one Zvika? At one point. So we're fasting by the Yavin, the carbon fastest from Zvik. Unless you have carbon Shlomim, the carbon oil, it's supposed to be Shtaim Shehinarba, two Zvikas. He only did one Zvika. So also by the Yavin, the Allah says that the carbon is kosher. The Taisus points out, you have Lachatkinus and Bidiyavit on the level of the Raisu. So they say, yeah, in mitzvah. You have to take, for example, Chalitza. Taisus gives in the end of me the Chalitza. So the mitzvah, the Shleimus is Chalitza Satsando, and the Kriya Satsukim, and the Rikikim. And what if you only did the Chalitza Satsando, you didn't recite the Kriya Satsukim, and you didn't do the Rikikim? So Bidiyavit, the Allah, there's a Machloik of Satan, right? We pass in Bidiyavit, you might say, a mitzvah shalom bishlam mitzvah. You're not yet to the mitzvah bishlam mitzvah. The Taisus says when you're speaking of mitzvahs, it's got shark tavla haftudim in the yevit on the level of the right. When you're talking about a matir, when you're talking about a matir, a get is a matir, a mikvah. It's not a mitzvah. Talking about a matir, so then it can only be on the level of the rabbonim. A tefillah like this, in the yevit like that, that's probably the rabbonim. So there in Chulin, there's a machloek, it's Rashi and Taisus by the shchita. The Chatzibi, she shech kolas nim in the Bidiyevit, he shech ruba, he kukula, is good. That the Machlech is Rashi holds it to the Chatzila derais. Apparently Rashi thinks that Shchita is Farechim, there's a mitzvah. The Rabbi Shanim will hold that Shchita is a mitzvah.
Not a
mitzvah. Not just a matir. Not only is it a matir, it's a mitzvah. So Shach to speak about the Chatzila derais, Bishnai Musa, you do the mitzvah like so. In Bidiyevit, if he shech the right, his ruba kukula is also good. And Taisus disagrees with Rashi. They're masking that when you have a mitzvah, shach to speak of lachatzin and b'di'evit, but they hold it does a nishken mitzvah. Shechting an animal is not a mitzvah, just a matir. So it doesn't make sense to have a lachatzin and b'di'evit on the level of their rice in a matir. So they say, Taisus holds the whole lachatzin is a shech kolatzin and is only midirabon. But by Yavi Taisus, for sure it's a mitzvah. So here the Bach says that a lachatzin should drink kolakot. That's what the Bach, that's what a lot of classical posters are. And the Chazanish disagreed. Chazanish did not have that practice at all. He did not drink kolakos, even lechatchila. He has not like the Bach. The Ruba Kukula is good.
And big, especially big posts and stuff.
He was very machmer. He was very makel in the Kazayas. Chazanish was very makel in the Kazayas and very machmer in the Revias. Final course, you have to drink the whole thing, otherwise you can't say bracha
right. Yes.
So the fourth course, he had no bread, he had to drink the whole course. But the first three, he didn't agree with the Bach, he thought that Ruba Kukula is good luck. Right. No, but don't you see from that Gemara that Ruba Kukula is only good for the Eved, and how Kiddush he just tries to have cooler. So he says, no. No, there's a local dinner, Hofer Shchita. He doesn't apply anywhere else. And Chulin was his favorite Masechta. It's not that he forgot the Gemara Chulin. Every Adam Gadol had his favorite Masechta. They write Rav Yitzchak Hanan's favorite Masechta was Bava Metzia. He was always chadering Bava Metzia. And they write, I never studied, they write that if you look through all the tshuvas of Rav Yitzchak Hanan, all the long, drawn out, complicated tshuvas, invariably he will always smuggle in a raya from a Gemara or a Tesis in Bava Metzia. So they say that the favorite Masechta of the Chazanish was Chulin. Whenever he was scared or anything, he would take out a Chulin and start chazing Chulin. That was his favorite. So he knew, he remembered the Gemara Chulin, and he held it has no dushta. That's only by Shchita that has an application to advocacy. No, Shemekainah is good. We do it all the time, by Kiddush. But the Seder also, the Gemara said the Farish for the whole Seder. They didn't have the Haggadah, there's not everyone, but they had one person said the Haggadah.
Everybody.
And everybody was there to the Shemek Kena, they could do the Hatzim. If they want to say the Ram Paragrafen, they should have in mind not to be out of the Ram Paragrafen. Yeah. The preferable is if you want to be out there with someone else, you should not say your own.
Okay.
My grandmother always, and my grandmother allowed shalom. My father's mother-in-law, my mother's mother. So whenever she was by us, and my father would always say Kiddush. And then she was from Galicia, she should always say to my father, Mela, stop and look for the Priyagafen. before she drank the wine. So she just took it. Oh, so every time she was yes, she just knocked it. Yes, you got it. I apologize for coming so late. Let me just mention in conclusion, some of the students in the yeshiva took upon themselves to send Pesach provisions to a group of Jews who live in Vilna. They're not so observant, they're not so religious, and if they're not going to send them wine and matzahs, they simply won't have any say. No, so they sent already.
Yeah.
So the boys, a group of boys, have contacted them, so they laid out $2,000 to cover the cost of the matzahs and the wine. So they asked me to mention, if anyone wants to participate in covering the expenses, they would appreciate it. And if you want to make out checks to a tax-deductible name, they said you can make out to Torah Study Fund, which is Rabbi Reichman's fund. Okay. I got the answer.